Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, a compilation.
It's easy to think that your problems have more to do with your circumstances, a lack of resources, spiritual apathy in your church and community, or a personal struggle you're facing, and less to do with how you think. But the truth is, God is far more interested in changing your mind than your circumstances. We want God to change our circumstances and take away the pain and sorrow around us. Those issues are important. But God wants to first deal with what's going on in you. Paul tells us, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Nothing will change in your life or your ministry unless you change how you think. Why is mental health so important? Your thoughts control your life. Every single action begins with a thought. If we don't think it, we don't do it. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." Even untrue thoughts will shape your entire life if you don't check them. The mind is the battleground for sin. We win or lose the battle against sin in our minds. All temptation happens in the mind. As a result, that's where sin happens. Managing your mind is the key to peace and happiness. An unmanaged mind leads to tension, pressure, and conflict. A managed mind leads to tranquility, serenity, and confidence. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:8, "Fill your mind with those things that are good and that deserve praise." What are the good things we should focus on? Think about Jesus. You've heard the old cliche, "You become what you think about the most." If you think about Jesus, you'll become more like him. So if you're ready to give up, think about Jesus. Think about others. Everything in the world teaches you to think about yourself and no one else. But the Bible tells us that life isn't about us. You only know the real meaning of life when you learn to give your life away. Think about eternity. Life is about more than the here and now. Too often, we have short-term thinking. Colossians 3:2 says, "Keep your mind on things above, not on worldly things." Learning to manage your mind will change your life and your ministry. God gave you your mind, and it's one of your greatest assets. Rick Warren. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I think everybody faces wandering thoughts to a certain extent. It takes discipline to stop your mind from wandering and to keep your thoughts in check. It's a fight, especially if you have to overcome a lifelong habit of daydreaming or negative thinking. You're not only to bring every thought into captivity, but you're also supposed to forget those things which are behind. You can't properly run the race set before you and press on to things ahead while you are looking to the past, because you can't divide your concentration like that. You can't do two things at once. The dictionary definition of concentrate says it means to direct your thoughts or efforts toward one object. If you're going to concentrate on what the Lord wants for you today, then you can't be thinking about the past. You've got to pray, of course, and ask the Lord to help you. But you also have to refuse to accept and entertain negative thoughts. Or when one comes and you realize it, you can make an effort to put it out of your mind. With the Lord's help, you can refuse to think those thoughts. Anything you keep doing, whether it's good or bad, becomes a habit. It's like praising the Lord. If you do it constantly, it becomes a habit. The Bible instructs us to forget the past. You can't effectively live in the past and live in the present at the same time, or you'll end up being double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Some synonyms for vain are arrogant, proud, selfish, egotistical, boastful, self-satisfied, and haughty. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You have to capture your thoughts and hold them in submission. It can be a fight, but it's worth it. And if you ask the Lord, He will help you. He never fails. Maria Fontaine. I grew up in the era of black and white television, 1950s, when westerns were the most popular action genre. There were no computer graphics or other high-tech special effects, and no car chases. Instead, the action often peaked when a stagecoach or train was attacked by bandits. Horses pulling a heavy stagecoach didn't stand a chance of outrunning bandits on horseback. But trains did. As the music reached a crescendo, the tension mounted, and the scene alternated between the hero holding the bad guys at bay, the engineer gritting his teeth, and the fireman frantically shoveling coal into the furnace that powered the train's steam engine. The more coal the fireman could pile on, the hotter the fire, and the faster the train would go. As long as there was coal to feed the fire, there was hope. Our spiritual and mental well-being is a bit like that. When bad things happen, negative thoughts and emotions descend and threaten to undo us. On our own, we don't stand any more chance against that negativity than a stagecoach had against outlaws. But faith in God is like a steam engine, far more powerful than mere willpower. We fuel the engine by affirming God's power and goodness, by thanking Him for the help we know He will give, even before He steps in. The more we do that, the faster and farther we are distanced from the negative. The next time bad circumstances befall you and negative thoughts close in, put your faith into action by focusing on God and His unfailing love and help. Stoke the engine. Outrun the bandits of negative thinking. Keith Phillips. When the worries of this world are pressing in on you, take time to think things out in my presence. Rest in me, beloved. Let my everlasting arms unfold you in peace. Take a break from your concerns and fix your thoughts on me. Intersperse quietness with reading scripture and speaking or singing praises to me. You could also use Bible verses in your prayers to me. When your thoughts and prayers are permeated with scripture, you're able to have more confidence in them. I want you to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Invite me to transform the way you think. As I renew your mind, your ideals and attributes will reflect me more and more. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.